Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
A significant increase in the notice to quit has been recorded on the second quarter of 2022, leading Sinn Féin spokesperson Housing Eoghan Brin to call on the Minister of Housing to convene at an urgent meeting crisis. And basically what he's calling for is a ban on evictions. We had it during the COVID, if you remember. You couldn't evict people from their homes. But I want to ask you if you think a ban on evictions is a good thing. Do you agree with it? Maybe you're renting and you say, yeah, you need this ban, or because sometimes people don't pay their rent. Sometimes it's antisocial behaviour, other reasons, or maybe the property owner just wants to sell his property. Incidental landlords. I want to hear your view. Do you agree that people should ever be banned? Or evicted, should I say. Do you agree people should ever be evicted? Or should there be a ban on evictions for a period of time, let's say 3 years? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I'll give you all the stats and details in a few minutes. But should there be a ban on evictions? By the way, Richie has sent me a text here, and I have to say it's something I've noticed myself. He says, it'd be more on the line to clean the drains rather than putting cycle lanes in for Deliveroo drivers. With autumn around the corner, let's spare a thought for the true cause of the impending climate change flood season. And he sent me some pictures of shores. You know the shores, the drains at the side of the road. Flood drains, they're called. Basically, they're blocked completely up to the top with muck. And I remember as a kid on my road when they got blocked, on a regular basis, whether they were blocked or not, they maintained them. The local, you know, kind of council guy would come out with a truck and they'd have these special shovels, but they'd open the shore and they'd scoop out all the muck out of them because, of course, invariably they do get, you know, clogged up with muck from the rain constantly going in all the time. But you never see that being done anymore. It's no wonder the place is flooded every time it rains. These things are all blocked up. How the hell is water supposed to get down through those? He's got a point. Absolutely. And do you remember the other thing you used to see all the time? Do you remember the truck that used to go around cleaning the roads? I haven't. Does anybody see them anymore? Are they gone? Are they all broke down or something? You remember the truck that would go around with the little brushes on the side? And he'd be up and down the road in Eadmore where I used to live. Anyway, nobody sees them anymore. If anybody has seen anybody cleaning shores or cleaning roads lately, can you let me know? Because I think they've stopped doing it years ago. Anyway, the figures released to Eoghan Brin by the Residential Tenancies Board revealed that 1,781 notices to quit were served in the second quarter of 2022. This is people who are giving up their properties that they're renting out. This is more than double the 841 notices in the same period, 2021. Now, I think a lot of the reason for that is because properties are worth a few quid at the moment, more than they've ever probably been worth in a long, long time, or certainly since 2006, the Celtic Tiger. So landlords have a property they own. They're going to sell it to make a few quid. That's their thing. That's what they can do. They're entitled to free market. A landlord is required to give a notice period to the RTB and to their tenant when they want to end the tenancy, ranging from 90 days if the tenant has lived there for less than 6 months to 32 weeks if the tenant has lived there for 8 years. The figures did not include the reasons given by landlords for serving notices to quit. Last year, however, over half of all notices were given because the landlord decided to exit the rental market and sell the property. As I imagined and suspected, it's probably higher now. Figures given to Eoghan Brin by the RTB also show that from April 2021 until the end of June, 451 investigations have been initiated by the RTB against landlords, with 69 being confirmed by the courts. Comment on the figures. Eoghan Brin, the housing spokesperson for Sinn Féin, said all options must be on the table for consideration, including a temporary ban on evictions, an accelerated tenant in situ purchase scheme by local authorities. That means that the local authority purchased the house from the landlord. An acceleration of the social housing delivery and tax reform, yadda, 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 yadda. But the main thing he's talking about is a ban on evictions. And this idea that you never evict people, no matter what they do, it's just, it's a bit bonkers, isn't it? Like, if I own a property and I decide that I want to sell it because maybe I'm low on cash or I want some money for my kids for their college fees or whatever it is, and I say to the tenants who might be there a good while, here's your notice, and I give them the proper amount of notice because I want to sell the house. Why should I be banned from doing that? That's not a free market, is it? It's like communism. The number is 087-188-0008. I want to know if you think it's a good idea. Other people will argue, by the way, that it is a good idea, that it's unfair on people, that they're being put out of houses they spent a lot of time in, and basically they've called their own home and they're not doing anything wrong and they're being chucked out onto the streets and they can't find somewhere else to live because it's just so expensive at the moment. So should there be a ban on evictions while property prices are so high? Because they will eventually come back down again. Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Padraig! Hello, Padraig.
Greetings, Niall.
My fellow patriots. Go on,
greetings to all my fellow patriots.
Go on, Padraig. Do you believe there should be a ban on evictions?
Now, Niall, just before we go, I know you love tangents. Just a slight tangent. Just humour me with a slight tangent. As regards to the previous subject matter, anything that the council are involved in, you know, it's going to... Because they get a budget, they have to spend the whole lot. It takes forever.
They have to spend the whole lot, yeah.
Yes, but what you do now is you bring the private company, you have penalty clauses like you do in the UK. It's common sense, really. Yeah.
And that avoids the situation of having 10 lads all looking into a hole, one lad is digging.
It's like I live in the real world, a private company, I run a small private company. If you bring, you get 10 fellas out walking in the council yard, now bring them up to St. James's Hospital, I can guarantee you one thing, they have an x-ray, you won't find a trace of work in them.
You won't find a trace of work. Right, get it. Moving on, Patrick, from your opinions in relation
moving
to council workers.
Along, yep.
Yeah, okay. Some of them, I'm sure, are good workers. But go on, Patrick. Some of them are not, obviously. Patrick, in this situation, should there be a ban on evictions?
Look, there's different circumstances now, but you have to, like, as you know now, most of these small landlords are quitting the market. They're selling up all over the place.
It's a good time to sell, isn't it?
I know that, but yeah. It tells you something. They can't make the, it used to be a lucrative business, but not anymore. Look, we're not getting the violins out for the landlords. If anybody has two or three houses, happy days. You can always sell the asset. But at the end of the day, Niall, if you have a situation, somebody like to say selling their asset, you have no choice. You have to get out of there. And as regards other circumstances, there's other people not paying their rent, like the maggots. I would have no complete short shrift with them now, completely out of there, you know what I mean? Anybody is not paying their way.
Well, Dublin City Council is
no time for them whatsoever.
The city councils are the biggest landlords in the country, and they're owed millions in rent arrears.
Millions.
Yeah. Because people aren't bothering to pay the rent because they know nothing happens.
Well, exactly. It's like the TV license evasion. The evasion rate's about 15% now. They know years ago they'd take a. You take it to the police station and you might get a fine, but that's all over now. Nobody is going to pay that.
Well, get fines. People still get fines for not paying it.
Yeah, but did they pay them?
Well, I'm assuming you have to pay it at some point.
Well, so a lot of people don't pay
once
now.
Once they're on to you. You know what I mean?
There's no room in the prisons anymore. So let's get real here. So they're not going to do that, but still,
you don't want to end up going to jail for half a day.
Are they going to, realistically, Niall, are they going to take 300,000 people...
No, they're not. What they'll do is make an example of a few people. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like everything, isn't it? Okay, there's a serious situation where you've got a lot of people being evicted, right?
Yeah.
Because a landlord wants to sell up or whatever he wants to do, right?
Yeah.
And those people, let's say, you know, a mother with, say, three kids or something like that, they're out on the street. They're out on the street at a time where you can't get somewhere to live.
Right, now, sorry.
They're out on the street at a time where you can't get somewhere to live.
Yes. But look, there's an old saying, like, life's a bitch and then you die, you know?
Well, I mean, that's not the answer, is it, really, to put somebody out on the street, you know, when there's nowhere else for them to find to live?
Well, Niall, I'm going to hit the nail on the head here, but you're probably not going to like what I'm going to say, because it's not PC anymore to say it. But like I said to you, the previous junction, we don't have a housing crisis. We have an immigration crisis. That is exacerbated.
How are you going to bring that into it, all right?
The truth now, if you have a population from 3.1 million in the 1991 census to now 5.5 million, get a grip here. Shock horror, you need more houses.
Well, then who do you blame for that? Will you blame the government there for not building the houses? So, because a lot of that is social housing.
I'll tell you what I blame, Niall. I blame the government for an open-door policy. That, like, say, shock horror, you need more places for schools. Shock horror, GP surgery. Shock horror, you increase your population. Look, a five-year-old in kindergarten could work this out now. At the end of the day, Ireland, tragically, has been turned into a giant refugee camp.
Well, obviously, you clearly have an issue with it, and I'm not surprised. But in saying that, there are genuine refugees. But of course, yes, they are. There are those who are bogus refugees, and I'm not going to deny that. But the population has increased. And yes, the only, one thing I will agree with you on is the government hadn't had the foresight to consider the fact that we do need extra GPs, extra education, extra schools, and extra houses as well. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Should there be a ban on evictions? A complete ban on evictions, because according to Ono Brin, he says there should be, because currently at the moment, now he's talking temporarily, currently at the moment, if you're chucked out of the house and you're given your notice to quit, you know, you're out in the street there, maybe you're a mum, three kids, whatever it is, single mum, three kids, I'm not going to say it's any worse than being a family with three kids, but I'm just saying, you know, you're all on your own, there's hardly anywhere to buy because everywhere is just priced you out of the market. So should there be a ban on evictions? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Eddie?
How's it going, man?
Good. Eddie, do you believe there should be a ban on evictions?
To a certain extent. I spoke to you before about this when we spoke about like bad landlords and bad tenants. So that's kind of where I still stand on it. If anyone's not paying their rent, or wrecking the place, or being this really, basically just being not a good tenant, being a really, whether or not there's a shortage of house or not, they should be thrown out in their heads. And the councils and all the people stuck looking for it shouldn't have to go through that.
Okay, but what if somebody is not misbehaving and paying the rent?
I don't think they should be thrown out at all. I mean, if you're renting a house and you're keeping up with the contract, people need security in renting, because sadly, look, I'm one of them, I'm 50, I'm self-employed, I've it all against me at my age. I'm not going to look for a sob story. It just didn't happen for me when I was younger. I happened a property. I'm renting. But I'm a good tenant. I'm a really good tenant.
Let's say the landlord of your property. How long are you? 12 years there, yeah?
12, 13 years there now.
Okay, right. So let's say the landlord, he's getting on in years and he decides he wants to sell up to give a little bit of a nest egg to his kids. Just
sell up with me as a sitting tenant. He should be forced to do that, and there should be other investors.
But then his kids then won't have money. They'll only have a property which is a sitting tenant.
No. If they sell the house with me in it, if that's the way, they have to sell it. I'm not saying they can't sell it, but they have to sell it as, and that's become more commonplace, having to sell a property with a long-term tenant in it. Then investors
But that's going to reduce the value of the property, isn't it? What happened to the free market?
Well, that's where it looks at this, is to say, well, there has to be something for everyone in it, Niall.
And I'm only giving you the alternative argument, the argument is, if you want to have a home for life or a house for life, well, then you have to buy one. No, you shouldn't.
Niall, you spoke about this before on the continent. Everyone over here, mortgage. On the continent, you know that as well, because I've heard you say it. It's very commonplace to rent.
Yeah,
I mean, I know, I've had people, relatives in England, have long-term rent for 30, 40 years. Renters should be entitled to security as much as a homeowner, because at the end of the day, it's dead money. So you should get something for that dead money.
And I understand the point you make. Well, it is dead money. You might as well be flushing down the toilet because you'll never own
it. But if you have security, it's not as dead. It's only dead in this country because you have no security.
But it's not your property.
Well, I know, but your home. You're renting a home.
But that's only language. That's only a word. That's only a linguistic word. It's a home.
No, it's not.
Well, it is. Hold on.
Hang on. My home is my home. It's my home. It might be a word to you, but it's my home.
No, but what I'm saying to you is, the word home is a linguistic word. To own a property means you actually own a property. It's like renting a car in your holidays. You can't claim it's yours. It's not yours. Well, you own your own car. It is yours.
It's not a fair comparison. Let me give you another comparison.
You buy a car on PCP, which is this new latest fangled finance, right? It's not your car till you pay the purchase price at the end. They can take it back at any time if you stop paying for it.
Or if you misbehave. That's exactly what I say should happen to a renter. That's exactly the statement I said about a renter. A renter shouldn't be allowed to take the house off them unless they miss their payments. That's exactly what you just said about the car.
Okay, well, stay there. Then let me use that analogy with Alan as well. Stay there, Eddie. Alan, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Alan? Okay, the analogy I used there, Eddie, he's used that analogy against me. I basically said, if you're buying a car on PCP, it is your car as long as you continue to pay for it, and it should be considered yours. He's renting for the last 12 years. He says it's his home. That's the end of it.
It's your car, and you continue paying for it, but at the end, if you don't have the lump sum, it's not your car.
It's not your car until you pay the last payment.
Same with the houses. Unfortunately, some people do fall on hard times, right? Those people should be supported 100%. But unfortunately, as we've seen when COVID started and they brought in this moratorium where we didn't have to pay rent or people couldn't be evicted, people stopped paying rent.
And some people, some people strategically stopped paying. Yeah.
But now all we're getting now is more virtue signal nonsense from Sinn Féin. But this is what Sinn Féin are very good at, just ticking every box and talking nonsense.
Obviously, it's not nonsense if Eddie agrees with us.
I'm agreeing with because of Sinn Féin. I'm disagreeing with because that's my opinion. And I mean, landlords, right, who are bad tenants, right, if you think of it this way, right, they're going to cost them thousands. I'm a painter. I've seen how much it costs landlords to redecorate after bad tenants. So I'm talking about good tenants. Like my landlord, he has to definitely have to spend, I think they've spent €200 to €300 maybe in the last 12 years.
Yeah, you're looking after it yourself.
So
yeah.
I look, I paint it, I maintain it, I cut. What I'm saying, I've invested time in that. So they are getting the dividends for that at the end of it.
Okay, hang on, let me just ask the question. Alan, do you believe Eddie believes he should never be evicted as long as he continues to pay?
That makes some odds, right? Because you don't know what happens to that person who owns the house, right? Something could happen, he needs to sell the house.
He thinks he should be allowed to sell it with Eddie in it.
No, you can't hold that person to ransom.
Because you're not holding them to ransom. There's a lot of investors out there. You're not. You're saying you can't sell the house because you're paying the rent.
If he needs to sell the house, ransom, then. Your problem is not the rent. Your problem is not the landlord. Your problem is what the government are doing.
No. I'm not going to make my problem the landlord. I'm trying to make it a fair market for everyone, for landlords and tenants.
By the way, go back to my analogy. I've thought about it a bit more. This car on PCP, right? You can, Eddie, if I buy a car on PCP, let's continue with the analogy. Work with me here. All right. I can sell the car.
Yes.
Provided I continue the payments, and I'm willing to pay the payments at the end, otherwise they'll sue me, I can sell the car.
Yes.
Yeah, I can trade it in and buy another one.
The rent to buy.
And you don't have to buy with me sitting in it.
Yeah, but that's probably a closer, I'd say, to the rent buy scheme, which the council's had, which they got rid of, which they probably should bring back. That's another conversation.
Okay, but Alan is saying, you're great, you're wonderful, you're paying your rent every month, you're there for 12 years, you're putting a fortune into it and investing money, probably dead money, because you're never going to see the...
You ask any landlord out there who's going through hell with their tenant.
Oh, I know. Eddie, I'm not doubting you're a great tenant.
But it's
not your house.
This is my home.
It's his home, Alan.
We need to have a full review of housing in this country. I said this to you before, right? We need to have a total review of all social housing in this country, right? What it's been used for, who's in it. Because this is the typical nonsense we come out with. And I heard Sinn Féin owner Brin 2 weeks ago talking nonsense about how we need to house more Ukrainians, how we need to bend over backwards to give them everything. And he was asking the question about housing Irish people, like, oh, well, we kind of have to look after them too. This is virtue.
We kind of have to look after them too. No, there is a lot of virtue signalling going on. I'm not going to deny that. But
I'd agree with that too.
Yeah, but what do you mean you'd agree with it too? You're sitting in a house saying nobody should ever sell it on you.
That's why I'm Irish.
Oh yeah, I should be treated differently, should I? There's no doubt there is a problem, because if we chucked Eddie, let's say Eddie's landlord decided to flog the place tomorrow to give to his kids, right, and Eddie was chucked out onto the streets, it's unlikely Eddie is going to find somewhere at the moment, because you will not get it's just impossible. Have you looked daft lately? It's mad. Yeah, you just won't get anything at a reasonable price at all.
What do I do with my furniture? What do I do with the shed I bought? What do I do with the patio?
Done deal.
See, they're going to be very flippant about it. So if you don't want to care about me, why am I going to care about you?
Eddie, listen.
This is what
politicians do. They get the emotions going on people, get them fighting. This is what politicians do, right? The fact of the matter is, If I'm paying a mortgage, right, and I pay it every month, the fact of the matter is I'm paying through my nose for my mortgage, because there's people who will refuse to pay their mortgage, but yet they're allowed to pay in the house. So therefore, I'm being financially penalised because these people won't pay their mortgage. So if someone wants to have a house...
If they're not paying their mortgage, you should be penalised for it, shouldn't be. I'd agree with that.
But then again, you have people like Owen Brin who will then say these people can't be kicked out of their house because it's unfair.
At some point, people do have to be kicked out. Eddie, I understand the point you're making to some degree, by the way. You're defining the word home rather than house. Stay there, lads, if you want to. I have to go to a break. Ah, we've started a row. Sure, it's always good when you start a row. So now we have landlords giving out. We now have tenants giving out, saying that I said that it's not your home. But if you want to call it your home and you're renting it for a long time, you call it your home. But unfortunately, it might not be your home someday because the landlord might want to sell it. You know, well, it might be taken off him for some reason or whatever. I don't know. Well, it might not always be your home. The only way to call somewhere as your home, realistically, is if you purchase it and buy it yourself. Then it's your home. Then you're there for life, provided you continue your mortgage payments. And when you finish your mortgage payments, well, then it's all yours, isn't it? Some of the WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in as well in relation to this. I've just listened to one or two of them.
How are you, Niall? If a landlord wants to sell up their house and they have tenants living in it, why doesn't the government not buy it off them? Then the government can rent it back to the tenants. The tenants won't go homeless. The landlord gets his money. The government will recoup their money in the long term and then make profits. Everybody's a winner. Sorry, can't come on. Just don't work there.
Yeah, it sounds easy enough. And they do that every now and again, by the way. The government do buy properties and rent them back to people, by the way. That does happen every now and again. So it's not something that's not done at all. That's what Owner Bryn says. We should, an accelerated tenant in situ purpose scheme by local authorities, he talks about. Let me go to Gavin. Gavin, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Gavin?
Ah, Niall, I'm just going nuts listening. I'm on your side.
Okay. I'm not on any side, Gavin. Let's be clear about this.
Right.
I'm a radio presenter.
Right. I'm going to say it as it is, Niall, and people might not like hearing that, right? So here it is.
Just to clarify, you're a landlord.
Not anymore, because it's not worth it.
Okay.
Right, so here's how it works, Niall, right? If I'm a big fund, and I own a block of apartments, and I rent them out, right? This is just the facts of it. And I rent them out on, say, the HAP payments across the board, right?
Yep.
So I only pay 12% tax on that. That's all they pay, right?
Now, okay, I'm listening to you.
If you're a regular landlord and you're renting them all out, just say you're...
And you're not a vulture fund. Yeah.
You pay 52% tax, not 12, 52, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
I can, I'm listening to you.
So you're not getting 40 grand like people think you're getting.
To clarify, you're paying 52% tax on the income that you make. Now, you can take your expenses out of that as well, can't you?
Yeah, but no, let's be honest. It's not an awful lot. Like, so you still pay about fucking 12 grand. So, you know, realistically here, you're not making money.
Okay.
So, because, right, with interest rates rising, it's not worth being a landlord. So why would I do that when I can rent the rooms out in the house and they're in 14 grand a year and I have to pay any tax on the income money?
Well, 14 grand a year through the books, or you can take cash if you want it, which is a lot of people seem to be doing.
You can earn 14 grand a year at rent the room through the books and you don't have to pay any tax on it.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense to me. So all these people who are whinging for rights and rights and rights and rights and rights, and the more rights that come in, the facts of the matter is that it just gets sold.
Go to Eddie, who was on before the break, right? He said he's renting for 12 years. He's a good tenant. He pays his bills on time. He even puts a bit of an investment into the property by painting it and keeping it clean. Landlord doesn't have to spend a penny. He's maintaining it, essentially. He says that's his home.
No, it's not his home. He's just a tenant. His own home is if he buys a home.
Well, it is. If you want, as I said, if you want to be linguistic about it, it is a place to call home.
But it's not a home. If you're a tenant, if you're renting, you don't own your home. Fact of it.
Well, yeah, it is kind of your home, but it's not your house. There's a difference in the two terms, isn't there? If I say to somebody, that's my house, there's an assumption that I've purchased it or I'm buying it. But if I say to somebody, that's my home and I'm renting, I'm also not incorrect really either, because it is somewhere that I call home.
Yeah, somewhere you call home, but it's not your home. Like, you only own your home if you buy your own home. See, this is the problem with people in Ireland. They think they owned it. Like, they're there 3 years, or I've been living 3 years, I never missed rent. This landlord shouldn't be allowed to put me out. That's the law. That's what people are looking for. They're looking for a big leftist alignment that will force the landlord to keep them in the homes. This is why landlords are leaving. They never mention the stories where landlords don't get paid for 12 months when the people say, I'm not moving, and there's nothing you can do, and you have to go through court and get them out of the house through the RTB, who are brutal, by the way.
Has that ever happened to you?
Of course it has. And in the end, who pays it? I do.
So you had a tenant who wouldn't pay their rent.
I lost 7 grand on renovations that I had to do. And I'm not going to make a deal over, because not every tenant's like that. But what I'm trying to say is...
And what, did they wreck the place?
They don't damage, so you have to put 7 grand into it. But regardless about that, they didn't want to move. So it took me months to get them out. Now, I got them out in the end.
Were they paying rent, by the way, while you were getting them out?
No.
And did you ever get the money back?
No, I didn't. You never get nothing back. Sure, it's not worth it. You know, like, it costs you to get your money back at this rate in this country. You're better off just taking the hit and getting on with it.
Yeah, but the time you go to a solicitor and go to court.
Yeah, yeah, it's not worth your while, realistically. So any on radio whinging, I've sympathy for everyone, but the realistic, if you want your own home, you have to buy it.
Okay, the suggestion, the suggestion also is that, let's say you have a property and you have Eddie in it and he's renting, that if you ever sell that property, you sell it with Eddie in situ. In other words, he is a sitting tenant. So the person buying it off you has to accept Eddie as a tenant.
Yeah, but in order to do that, you have to accept, that person has to be someone that's buying it as an investment. So the only people, nobody wants to do that anymore. So why would you do that? Because if you do that, right, if I buy that house and I want to keep Eddie in it, right, that means I have to accept the rate that rate is. So say Eddie's paying 1,600 a month, where if I buy the house, move into it for 6 months, and then I decide I want to rent it out, I'll get 2,500 a month.
I think it's only fair to give Eddie the right to reply to everything you're saying about him, but I'll get him back on there in a second.
Yeah,
I do understand the point. I understand that point Eddie's making to some degree. Does Eddie have any rights?
No, he doesn't have any rights.
Well, apart from he gets notice if his landlord...
He gets notice, that's the reality of it. But Eddie, I know what Eddie means. Eddie wants Dublin City Council to buy the property for him so he can stay in it. But the fact of the matter is, they're only buying a couple. The government in Ireland, as mad as it might sound, thinks it's cheaper to pay a private landlord $2,500 a month for a three-bedroom house in Dublin on a half payment over 5 years than it is to build a home. And I don't know where they got their economics degree, but they obviously didn't know what proper silver, because it's not cheap enough.
I know they're spending about $50 million a month just in Dublin alone on HAPS schemes.
It's madness, and you won't build. So don't blame the landlord, blame the government. You know, that's the reality of it. That's okay. The fact of it, you know?
Unfortunately, Eddie is working, he's painting, so he can't come back on again. He's a painter, man. Anyway, but what about what Owen O'Brien has said, that it's temporary, this is not permanent, he just wants to do this temporarily.
Let me
finish what he's saying, right, just to give you the counter-argument, right? So at this current moment in time, at this current juncture, you know as well as I do, it's extremely difficult to rent or to buy anywhere because the prices are extortionate. Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so if you've got a family, you know, with a couple of kids, and let's say you own the property and you say, I want to get rid of my property and sell my property, get out of the market, I want to give it to my sons and my daughters, and you tell them you have 90 days notice, whatever it is, and they can't find somewhere to live.
Well, that's not my problem. That's not my problem. Why should I let Owen O'Brien demand that, because they can't find somewhere for them, I should be forced to keep them in the house?
Mm-hmm.
That's not my problem, that the government can't house them. What's that got to do with me?
I would do me a favour, stay there for a second, will you? Because I just want to play a WhatsApp message here as well for you, okay? Have a quick listen.
Well, you're like a big bleeding baby, you know that. Look, you are right, it's not their home, okay? And anyone that has a mortgage, it's not their home either until they pay the last payment on the mortgage. But regards of renting a home, the way the Irish think is it is their home, so just leave them alone, okay, Noel? Cheers, pal.
See, it's their home, Gavin.
Not their home.
Eddie, well, hang on, Eddie is back. Sorry, he took a break from the painting.
For a moment, please, because you had a nice run of it there.
Go on.
One thing I want to clarify, that's really at the nanny. I did not ever say that I want the Dublin City Council to buy my house and rent it. So don't say that, please, because that's not something I said.
You said that.
Okay, lads, calm down. Gavin, I think you kind of did. You did imply that, all right, yeah.
No, Gavin, that's what you said.
Eddie, just let's all calm down. I think Gavin got confused with the message I probably played at the start of the year, which was somebody saying that maybe Dublin City Council should purchase Eddie's property.
No, Niall, he said Eddie, listen back, he turned around and said Eddie wants the Dublin City Council to buy his property.
I didn't mean it like that, Eddie.
He did, he just apologised to you, Eddie.
Right, oh, fair enough then. Secondly, right, hang on, I'm going to get annoyed over that.
Okay, calm down, Eddie, think of the blood pressure.
So, I turned around and said, you turned around and said, people don't bring up what happens to landlords. I started with saying that. I've said it already. I've seen how bad landlords get treated. I said it's totally unfair how landlords get treated by bad tenants. So I did say that. Get your facts right.
But Eddie,
I didn't come on here slagging you. I came on speaking up for landlords as well. I tried to be fair. You come on one-sided.
I'm not one to.
So you have rein your horns in and try and play fair.
Right, I'm being fair. Like,
you're not being fair. You're not.
Okay, Eddie, hang on, Eddie. Just let him respond to everything you've said. Okay, first of all, he did apologise in relation to the comment, and I think you did, Gavin, but I think you were referring to what the first fella said on the message I played at the start of the hour, where he said somebody like Eddie, maybe the council could buy the property and rent it back to him.
Yeah,
so I think you're referring
to. That's what I meant.
Okay, so just a misunderstanding. Eddie, he's apologised. We've all calmed down.
Fair enough.
Okay, so Gavin, respond to what Eddie said there. Go on.
Right, well, Eddie. What I'm saying is we know that you paint the house and you're doing things up. But the fact of the, like, as much as it's hard to say, you don't own the house. So the landlord can sell it. Like, owner Brian can't force a landlord to keep the home. I know it's frustrating.
No, I never said that. He can't sell it with me sitting. There can be long-term agreements.
But the reason,
we can't get that because it's not there in place.
Yeah, but the point that Gavin is making, Eddie, is, and that I made to you before the break is, so you're sitting there, your landlord wants to sell. He has a better chance of selling it without you in it because the people who want to buy it might not want to rent it out. In other words, he might not want to sell it to another landlord.
I appreciate that, Niall. But you got to remember as well, there'll be no rental market without renters either. So I'm not looking for a one-way system for renters or for landlords. I'm, whether you realise or not, I'm trying to look for a fair solution for both landlord and tenants. So where a good landlord gets his security and a good tenant gets their security, that's fair. That's even.
But Gavin said it's not your home.
But it's not my home. But he wouldn't have a rental market either without renters. Like, sorry, but...
He's got out of the market now because he got pissed off.
Well, then that's private, but I mean, a rental market will exist because of renters and tenants.
But the rental market has always existed with renters in it, even though they didn't have the rights you talk about.
You know the model works in Europe, and it works in other countries, in England as well, where renters have, good renters. I'm not saying people who buy things should be punished for it, both landlords and tenants. But you know yourself, on the continent, there is good modules that work... Our tenants get more security.
Gavin, it's a fair point. When you look at countries like Germany, for example, where 80% of people rent, there is rights there. And then if you rent properties, Gavin, that you're entitled to stay there.
Right, yeah.
But you have more rights.
But the German landlords don't pay 52% in tax on their income on the property.
That's all the details.
I'm not saying if you keep it exactly as is, it should be a fair market. It's the government's fault that it's not fair. It's not the landlord's fault that the market's not fair. That's the problem.
I said the government has to make the laws.
Yeah, they're the ones that are at fault.
You know as well as I do. There's bad landlords and there's bad tenants. And you know
100%.
That.
Yeah,
100%. So the same way you're turning around saying, you can't force landlords to this, there's tenants out there as well who are being forced into, excuse me language, like shite properties with unbelievable problems.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, this is what I'm trying to say.
There are landlords out there that are renting properties that you wouldn't rent to a dog.
Fair market for both sides.
Okay, listen, lads, on that note, I have to wrap it up. I think that's all sorted out. How's the painting going, Eddie?
It's actually up to me eyes at this stage now.
Yeah, well, if I was you now, I'd sit down, have a cup of coffee or tea there and get the blood pressure back down, Eddie. Cheers. See ya. All right, thanks very much, Gavin, as well. I appreciate you coming on the air. All right, some of the messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp. We're ready. God bless.
Hi, Niall. Just sending in a note. I can't come on now because I'm working, but just listening away to everything on the rental and stuff. The way I see it is, at the end of the day, it's not down to the landlord to house the people. If he wants to sell, he owns the house at the end of the day. If the landlord decides to sell, it's not his responsibility to what happens to the family, and it's not his responsibility to, you know, accommodate for the government's mess-ups with everything and the housing crisis. So, and I do understand it's their home. Yes, it is their home, to whoever the tenant, but it's not their house. They don't own it, the house. It's their home 100%, but it is not their house at the end of the day. They don't have the right to say, well, I'm not moving if the landlord decides, well, I want to sell up, because it's not the landlord's responsibility, again, for the government's mess-ups. Thanks.
Yeah, I get the point that you're making. Everybody's getting caught up in this word home and house. As I said already, home is a linguistic term, whereas a house is a piece of property and it's an actual term, proper term. In other words, you own something, like a car.
If he wants to use different words, it's his place of residence.
Oh, okay, very good. I never thought of that one. That's a
no,
good one.
Everybody seems to be under the illusion that landlords are selling because they're making a profit. Yes, some of them are. But the majority of landlords are selling at the moment is because the government are absolutely screwing them over completely. The RTB has given them no rights. They have no right to their own home anymore. And then they're being taxed to the hilt. Absolute disgrace.
Absolute disgrace. There you go.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's